Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Irregularities surrounding police investigation into death of Indonesian human rights activist Goldfried Siregar. Over 1 year after his death, WALHI, Friends of the Earth Indonesia, and the Justice for Goldfried Coalition still demand justice. Goldfried Siregar, member of the legal advocacy team of WALHI North Sumatra, was found unconscious on a roadside on October 3, 2019, and died 3 days later in hospital. Despite being found fatally injured under very suspicious circumstances, the police said that his death was a result of a traffic accident. Last year, the police held a press conference regarding their investigation and concluded that the cause of his death was due to a single vehicle accident because Goldfried had been drinking. However, there are still many irregularities surrounding the police investigation. Agus Dwi Hasturik, member of WALHI, Friends of the Earth Indonesia and the Justice for Goldfried Coalition, talked about this and more in an interview with Real World Radio.
As of now, the North Sumatran police who handled the case have not issued a termination investigation letter to the family or Goldfried's legal team, which according to the police regulation and procedures, when the case is not completely resolved, the case cannot be closed. So the status of the case right now, it is still going, but temporarily halted until further evidence is found. Last year, the police held a press conference regarding their investigation, and they have concluded that the cause of his death was due to a single traffic accident because Goldfried had been drinking. However, there are still many irregularities surrounding the police investigation. For example, the police really emphasize on the alcohol consumption, but they never really disclose the details of the injuries on his body to the public. Another thing is that the police said that they use traffic accident analysis. However, until today, the result of the traffic accident analysis is not yet given to the family, even after years of his death. And the major question is that the police never did investigation in connection to his advocacy work. Since the beginning of last year, 2019, Goldfried had received multiple death threats over his advocacy work, which included campaigns against the dam development in Batang Toru ecosystem and a lawsuit against the North Sumatra governor over environmental permit, and he also involved in exposing forged signature in the environmental impact assessment, and he also involved in filling a report to the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, in regard to potential corruption between local government and project developer of the Batang Toru Dam. We see that these suspicious circumstances are more troubling when seen in the context of Goldfried advocacy work to promote human rights and also environmental protection. Understanding his background, the police should have investigated more and dig more, but we hardly see from the police that there might be other possibilities of the cause of his death. Instead, they are very quick to conclude that the cause of his death was due to a single traffic accident without considering other things. In addition to their conclusion, the police have arrested three people and charged them from the robbery. The three people who brought Goldfried to the hospital when he was found, and the three people are sentenced for 2 years and 10 months in prison. However, there are still two people who are still in search.
We believe that there is a foul play, and the cause of his death was not because he was in a single traffic accident, but because he was beaten, abused, and killed. He was probably beaten somewhere else, and then his body and motorbike were dumped on the street. Because until today, there is not a single CCTV that can confirm that the accident, the event, happened there, where he was unconsciously found. And the North Sumatran police, as the authorities who handle the case, are not being transparent. There is a suspicion of conflict of interest because Goldfried had previously reported three officers from North Sumatran Police to the Indonesian Police Headquarters regarding the sudden issuance of a termination letter of investigation, which essentially ended regional police investigation of forgery in Batang Toru Hydrodrum Environmental Impact Assessment.
The calling
for Solidarity Action is actually part of the series of events that we arrange in commemoration of the first anniversary of Golfit's death. The goal is to put a reminder and to pressure the Indonesian government about his unresolved case. We started with a webinar on October 5. We talk about the challenge and obstacles faced by the coalition of Justice for Golfit in seeking justice and clarity of his death. And in our webinar, we invited the head of National Commission on Human Rights Protection to be one of the speakers. We also tried to invite the North Sumatra Police to be one of the speakers. However, unfortunately, they couldn't make it. And then on October 6, we held a vigil action with candles, flowers, and poster of Golfit in underpass Titik Kuning, where Golfit was reportedly found unconscious in North Sumatra. The result of this action, as for targeting the authorities, was not satisfying because the authorities keep saying that as long as there is no new evidence, it will be hard to keep the case moving forward. But as for the general public, since we also made a social media campaign on October 6 to commemorate his anniversary, we got more support and solidarity from people all across the world calling for justice for Golfit.
Since we are still away from the fact, from the clarity of the cause of his death, the Coalition of Justice for Golfit will continue to fight and stay vigilant until his justice is done. And right now, we are still working with the National Commission on Human Rights Protection, and we'll continue working with them to put pressure to the authorities and ask them, especially the Indonesian police headquarters, to launch another investigation and to look into the conflict of interest within the North Sumatran police who handle the case. And since we are still not getting a couple of official documents that should have been given to the family, for example, the medical records and the traffic accident analysis, we will continue to ask and send them letter of public information disclosure until we access to the documents.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fo'ai.